Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm Spencer, and I'm one of your hosts on this podcast. And I'm joined today by the other two members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen who have come here to give you, you know, an episode. You'll just see what happens. No spoilers.
Yes, sir. This is Brandon.
And I am always Jordan.
Now, there are many, many things that we have to talk about today. But first, we must talk about the business. We must talk about the housekeeping. We have to let you know about all of the things that you need to know about. And Jordan's going to do that right now.
So yeah, we are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Follow us all at the League of Melanated Gentlemen Podcast. And that is where you can kind of get in contact with us and hit us up, you know, have some conversation with us and tell us what you think about the podcast. And while you are there, do not forget to come by and leave a review. If you leave a review, let us know how you feel on whatever streaming podcast, you know, wherever streaming service you use to get your podcast, you can leave a review there. And yeah, that is the best way to kind of talk with us and, you know, help us out as well. And then now we have some scheduling updates. So, of course, on Mondays, we have, you know, the regular podcast, the LMG podcast. That's what we with. But now we have a new thing on Tuesdays. We have LMG Presents Marvel Multiverse RPG. And that is the Marvel RPG podcast that myself and some others have. And we are in, you know, we're in an adventure right now. So, yeah, be sure and check that out. And then on Wednesdays, a lot of podcasts now. On Wednesdays, we have Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That's exactly what it sounds like. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast where he talks all things wrestling. And you know, last week we had an amazing episode with following WrestleMania 40. That was a big event. I believe that probably one of the biggest one in the history WWE.
Yep.
So Brandon reviewed that one, of course. So feel free to stop by and get out a listen. And then last but not least, we have DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. That is Spencer's review podcast where he reviews all the latest and greatest of the DC movies. And that is appearing next week. Spencer, what movie is next up?
Next, we will be reviewing Batman and Harley Quinn.
So a little love story. I remember that one was a little controversial for a certain scene, if I remember right, if that's the one I'm thinking of. Or was that Catwoman?
Maybe it was probably this one. I mean, this one has a scene in it that people may...
Okay, maybe it was this one. Okay, but either way.
Yeah, watch sure it go and check see what out we're talking movie. About.
Yeah, so it is sure to be a good time. And that is, that's it. That's all we got on the schedule.
Cool. So, Brandon, what are we doing?
Man, we got another Star Bench Cut episode. But this time, it's a movie edition. You know, many times before we've done Star Bench Cut, but it's characters or in different things or wrestlers. Go check that out on Wrestling Worldwide Willis. Shameless plug. But today we will be doing a movies edition. So I have a number of matchups here that I will be asking the gentleman about. And everybody knows Star Bench Cut. Many times it's been used for sports and things of that nature. If you love it, you start it. If you think it's cool, you can bench it. If you don't love it, kind of want to get rid of it, you cut it. Pretty simple. It's a pretty simple thing here. Fellas, are you ready?
Yes,
I am.
All right. I am. Our first matchup, we have John Wick, Ready Player One, Wakanda Forever.
Ooh.
John Wick, the first John Wick.
The first one, okay.
Ready Player One. Or Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. Which one of you would like to go first?
I'll go first. I am going to start John Wick. I'm going to bench Wakanda Forever. And I'm going to cut Ready Player One.
Wow. Were you a fan of Ready Player One or just...
I was. Ready Player One was great. Yeah. So John Wick, because it was the first John Wick, I need that.
Yeah.
without the first one, we don't get the rest of them. And I need that first John Wick. Had it been a different John Wick, this may have been a different conversation, because I really liked Wakanda Forever. I know that a lot of people are, you know, not the biggest fans of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really, really good. And for a lot of reasons. You can listen to our review about it. I go over a lot of the reasons. But in short, the heavy lifting that they had to do under the circumstances, the fact that they put out this really good movie, the villain was too fucking much.
Yeah.
And we also, a lot of people don't realize that we see Nakia be the best spy in this universe. She was able to infiltrate an underwater kingdom and retrieve the princess. Like, that's big spy shit. The fact that she was existing in Haiti and nobody knew, like, yeah. Anyway,
is she better than Talos? You said the best spy. Talos a spy?
I'd say so. She didn't use any powers. This is all intellect. You know,
yeah, what I mean? Man,
those are not powers. That's just his innate. That's just what he can do.
That's powers.
That's called powers, brother.
Shapeshifting
is a power.
Brother.
To us, but to the shapeshifters, it's not a power.
Being a Skrull's power.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so to the mutant shit isn't powers, but.
No, it's just no, there's something they can actually do. So wait, do you think Nakia is a better spy than Talos?
Yes.
Yeah.
She spoke a different language. She traveled to a different country, infiltrated their.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. For sure. Easily better. I mean, think about it. If she could have used shapeshifting, it would have been easy. But what did she use?
Skill. I don't know, man. It might be a good debate. Who's the better?
See?
All right. My bad, Spencer. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I need that. And honestly, like, Ready Player One doesn't hold up to these two for me. Now, there are a lot of people who love Ready Player One. And again, there are a lot of people who don't like Wakanda Forever as much as I did. And I accept that. I feel like, yeah, I'm the odd one out as far as how much I enjoyed that movie. And that's fine. But, yeah, Namor was too fucking much.
Cuckoo, God.
It was too much.
Too much, man.
So,
even though we do not support violence against black people, however, my man put it work.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see Mexicans and black people fighting. That's nice. I don't want to subscribe to that. But you know, to see fictional Africans versus fictional water Mexicans, entertaining.
Wow. Water Mexicans, huh?
You rode the line there, buddy.
Yeah, that was borderline. That was borderline.
That was funny though.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true. The line pretty quiet there. All right.
I think for me, I mean, I think you automatically start John Wick. I agree there. But for me, I seen Ready Player One time. And from what I remember, like, I remember really enjoying it. I'm going to actually bench Ready Player One and cut Wakanda Forever, only because Ready Player One gives me, like, a little bit extra, like, the sci-fi of it. And also, like, all the different cameos. Like, that's a movie I can sit there and watch and try to identify all the different franchises that kind of appeared in that movie. And if I'm watching Black Panther, it's just like, okay, I'm a Black Panther too. I'm just like, okay, yeah, I get to see this fake Namor. He's not really from Atlantis, but it's fine. I think I could watch Ready Player One more only because it has a little bit more substance on it. So yeah, that's what
I knew this would happen because Jordan is a hater for no good reason.
Bro, he's not from Atlantis. This is my Namor.
Yeah, no just good reason.
I don't get it. Why are you still stuck on this? But
is he a mutant? Was he a mutant? They didn't make him a mutant, right?
Yes, he was a mutant.
Okay. He was a mutant.
Okay. Like I had to make sure.
Yeah, like he uses the word mutant, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's one of the first to use it, like, very clearly. The others were kind of a little vague, but
I mean, Kamala.
Don't do it. Oh, it's so annoying seeing her in the comics. Bro, in the comics, she's with them. It's so annoying seeing her. I'm just like,
why is it annoying?
Because she's an inhuman. She's not a mutant.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I did too. I was like,
No. Oh, you thought I was going to say
bro, I thought you said something else, bro.
Nah,
I'm going to stop it right there.
Yeah, no, we've been canceled real fast. No, nah, bro, she's a mutant, bro. That's like,
oh, what'd you say?
She's not a mutant, she's an inhuman.
Oh, okay. See, you did this last time too. Okay, all right. I would go with John Wick starting. Of course, I think we all agree on that. This is tough for me, but I really, really enjoy it. I enjoyed all three. I really enjoy Ready Player One. I'm benching Ready Player One. I'm cutting Black Panther 2. However, I will say this. I think sometimes when people like shit on this era of MCU, they kind of lump all these movies together and be like, MCU been trashed for the last. And it's like,
they just say phase four. Like,
yeah.
In its entirety.
Well, not really. I mean, we got, you know, Black Panther. We got a few good movies in there.
We have Black Panther. We have Shang-Chi. We have Guardians 3. We have Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Like, there's some good shit in there. But there's also...
Yeah, the majority. Absolutely. I get it. But I feel like people need to add the context there. Because it's not all... Like, as I said, this movie isn't bad at all. Like, it's a good movie. And it probably gives us maybe our best villain. Maybe. You know? So...
I agree.
And potentially...
Top off for sure.
Yeah. And we got an Oscar performance out of this. Didn't Angela Bassett won an Oscar?
Yeah, but I feel like
I agree. It was a fake Oscar, but
whatever. Like, they've owed her an Oscar for a long time.
They did. They definitely did.
So are we in phase five with MCU?
Yeah.
I want to say we are.
I feel like we are.
When is phase six? What movie is starting phase six?
I don't think we're gonna be there for a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a minute. And I don't know, because I think they've re-racked all the things. So yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe Fantastic Four starts Phase Six.
That might be right. I'm trying to quickly
I'm sure
look
the
it up, but
knows.
Yeah. All right, y'all can look it up and let me know. Our next one, we have Roots, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh man,
or Django.
Bro, why do you do this?
I'll just play it. I'll just play it.
I was going to say, bro, this is an answer. That is crazy.
I'll just play it.
I have an answer if we're doing it, but okay.
Spencer, I want to see all these slave movies.
All right. We have Grown Ups, the first one. We have Nutty Professor or Soul Plane.
Ooh. I love all three of these movies. Oh, this is tough.
Yeah.
I love all three of these. This is...
For the audience,
Grown Ups was something special. I didn't even know. When I watched this movie, I didn't know how special it was going to be.
That's true. For the audience, one more time. Grown Ups, Nutty Professor, Soul Plane. Jordan, you think you got one? You ain't got an answer?
I think so. I start Grown Ups. Like, Grown Ups was just... That was a hilarious movie for me. And I honestly don't even really like Adam Sandler like that. Like, I think Adam Sandler got like a lot of misses in my opinion, but this one was a banger. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, so if I bench it, does that mean I take it out of existence or like I'll just never watch it again?
You bench it to the next one. It's your next movie to watch.
No, I mean not bench. Sorry, cut.
Oh yeah, cut. You're
cut
done.
It from existence.
Yeah,
or just cut. Oh, okay. This might be a little controversial, but I'm a bench Soul Plane.
I already knew it.
And I'm a cut Nutty Professor. Bro, I think I watched Soul Plane way too little.
Oh, I know I did.
And when I watched it, I was this is so funny.
We were like young teenagers, maybe?
No, 2004.
Yeah, I was watching it at least, around that time.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, like, I feel like I was...
We had it on
the I was a teenager. Y'all were, but...
2004. Hang on, I was like in sixth grade. How old are you in sixth grade?
You were 12 in 2004.
Okay, yeah. So I guess teenager technically. So
yeah,
but either way, I was like, this movie was hilarious. It was so funny to me. So I actually need to run this one back to see if it's still as funny as I think it is. Yeah, yeah. And, but I'm also afraid too because like I don't want to tarnish that memory.
Yeah,
I watch it to just be terrible. So, and then also one more thing, dude, Sophia, what's her name?
Vergara.
She is so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
I was like, she still looks like that. Like she looks the same.
She
right.
Does.
Right.
She does.
Like it's crazy. Still look good. I just thought about the part. when Pops thought he was fingering that girl, but it was like that potato. Oh, come on, man. That was hilarious. All right. That's my choice, though.
Okay. Spencer, what do you think?
I agree.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to start Grown Ups because, yeah, as far as Adam Sandler movies go, like, Grown Ups is really good.
Yeah.
And of course, like, the cast is stupid. Like, he called every friend and was like, really hey, did. I'm doing a movie. Let's get together and do this movie. And everybody was like, yeah.
Yeah. I need to watch that one as an adult, like an adult actually now with a family. Like I need to watch that again.
Yeah. So Grown Ups was really good, like surprisingly good. And yeah, Soul Plane is one of those, like, I don't necessarily want to call it a guilty pleasure, but it's a movie that's like, is it a good movie? No. Do I like it? Yeah.
True.
And
do I have a good
Selma
time?
Hayek. Dude, her too, Selma Hayek. Oh my goodness.
She also looks the same.
Yes.
So yeah, Soul Plane is it's just a wild time. Like, Snoop Dogg dies in that movie.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And then, you know, I can do without the Nutty Professor.
I do like the Nutty Professor though.
Yeah, like, I don't, I, but if in this lineup, like, that's the one that's getting cut because, yeah, like, Eddie Murphy's got a catalog where I'm okay if I don't have Nutty Professor.
You know what's crazy, too? Grown Ups has a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freaking Soul Plane has an 18.
Grown Ups has a 10?
10.
Oh, my God.
10.
Bro,
and
I feel like that's
got a 64. That's too low.
That's an agenda.
Yeah, 10 is wild.
That. Yeah, because like I'll go ahead and do mine. Grown Ups for sure, number one. That's right in my bag. A good little family movie, a good ensemble. That's right in my bag right there. Grown Ups was, and it was one of those I didn't see in the theaters. Threw it on randomly. It was like, oh snap, this is actually good. Like you know what I mean? I think I caught it on TV one day and was like, you know, I don't know if it was FX or what. I was like, yo,
that's surprisingly good.
Yeah,
my mom
like,
took me to go see this one in theaters.
For real?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I would guess Bench for me is Nutty Professor just because like that hit my soul right there. Buddy Love, you know what I'm saying? Eddie playing all the different characters. It just like my dad would literally just say the random lines all the time. We just say those lines. So like, that's memories. Soul Plane is good, but I will say, I bet you if we ran that back today, it would not be near
that,
as fun.
That's what I'm nervous is running back. My memory is real fine.
Probably true.
Yeah, like I don't see it holding up. Like, there's some stuff that's really going to hold up. Like, some stuff is funny, but I feel like a lot of it is not going to be as funny. So that worries me a little bit.
Let me ask y'all, what movie y'all think is better, Norbert or Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor. I never got the Norbit.
Oh, you wasn't on the Norbit train?
I never was on that train.
I'll probably say Nutty Professor too, but I think for me, Norbit is right there.
Bro, all the homies love Norbit. I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, no.
Bro, the scene where he goes down the slide and he's like, he's like, we gotta wait. Let me say, like, what do you mean? I'm not that. And he's like, get on a slide, he just goes down real fast and just flies through the, come on, man.
Norbit is like, Norbit feels like a past their prime movie to me.
Yeah.
And I know that that's not the case because Eddie Murphy can still do whatever.
You gotta watch
he wants.
Mr. Church.
But was Janet Jackson in one or two? Nutty Professor one or two?
I think she's
one.
In two. What? You
Wait.
Think it's one? Hang on. Let me look it up.
But it
I think
loves...
it has. I think it, because
I think she was in two, but
yeah, hang on, I gotta look up. Yeah,
but
she's
do...
in two.
Okay, because I remember being like, "Ooh, Janet Jackson."
Yeah, because she had the son who like didn't he like jump off the didn't he like jump off the top of the refrigerator and like hit the ground? And he was like, "Ooh, I got."
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, it was Jada Pinkett in the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. But
hey,
yeah,
man, I just realized none of Professor. Eddie Dempere played a lot of fat characters. What's
up with him in this? Yeah, he always does. But yeah, I felt like Norbit was like a different kind of comedy that I usually didn't subscribe to. A lot of physical stuff. Which Bloody Professor some parts were physical as well. All right. Okay, number three. Here we got Big Hero 6, Sonic 2, Hotel Transylvania 1.
Oh, okay. This is easy for me. I'm starting with Cut. I'm cutting Hotel Transylvania. I wasn't on that wave. What? I didn't really care about Hotel Transylvania, so I'm going to cut that one. I'm definitely going to start Sonic 2. Sonic 2 was a great movie. Love that movie. And then, of course, bench Big Hero 6, but I do really enjoy Big Hero 6 too. Shout out to Marvel for that one. But, yeah.
I am starting Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 is a sleeper. Like, people don't know. Like, I think that it was overshadowed by Frozen and like being in that same time period, but like Big Hero 6 is really good.
I agree. I like it. Yeah.
It's a bit of a challenge for the next one because I do enjoy the both of them. The problem is I've seen Sonic 2 more recently, and so that one is like fresher.
Right. Yeah.
And so like that like bias of being more recent is leaning me toward benching Sonic and cutting Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that if I had both movies in front of me that's how that would go, but today I'm going to bench Sonic 2 and cut Hotel Transylvania. And a lot of that also, like, I'm excited about Sonic 3. Like,
yeah.
Like, Idrissa did a great job at playing Knuckles. Like, yeah.
TV show coming soon.
I'm going to have to go ahead and, yeah. I think it being more recent is a lot of it because I think that they're in that same tier of movie for me. But yeah, I'm gonna have to bench Sonic and cut Hotel Transylvania. That is no disrespect to Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, Knuckles is at WrestleMania promoting his.
That was random. Oh, is that why he was there?
Yeah, promoting the new show.
I saw that. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I saw it and I was like, why is he there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I'm definitely starting Big Hero 6. I got to put respect on that. I got to bench Hotel Transylvania. Hotel Transylvania, I mean, that franchise, it don't miss. Like, they made, like, what, 5 of them joints?
I think at least 5.
Yeah, all of them hitting. And I didn't, and it was like, when I watched it, I was like, why hasn't Adam Sandler done this type of animation before this? Like, he's perfectly built for doing voices of different characters and hiring all his best friends to do voiceovers for different characters and stuff. That was really good stuff. I did really enjoy Sonic 2. It was a little long, but I did enjoy Sonic 2. I'm not the biggest Sonic guy, so like the lore and stuff didn't get me, but it's a good movie. Like, it's legit.
I think we're overdue for Big Hero 6 too. Like, why?
Agreed.
It's been 10 years. Like, what?
Or
what,
a series
what
of
happened?
Some kind. Yeah.
Well, they like, did well, an animated series.
They did they did the animated series.
I don't think it did very well, though.
Right. But that's but like, it was, all, they always timing. Do that for like animated movies, though. They come with a series. And
it was more about the friends around him than it was actually just Big Hero 6 again.
Yeah. Betamax.
Betamax, yeah.
My thing I never understood was, I mean, I know the Big Hero 6 is from Marvel, but like, I don't understand why they didn't push like the Marvel side more. If that makes sense, like if they would have maybe like said these are like superheroes in Marvel instead of it being like a Disney thing, because I don't think a lot of people know it's like a Marvel thing. Like I think, they pushed the Disney side of it more than they did the Marvel side.
Yeah, and I think Disney wanted to step into the superhero game. Like Disney as Disney wanted to step into that, I think.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if it would have did better if they would have like pushed the superhero, because like Sunfire, that's a real character and we've seen him in animation before.
Right.
But yeah, they chose not to go that route.
Maybe for kids, appeal a little more to kids as a Disney.
But even then, you could have had like, you know, some other heroes or something pop up, like just to like push more toy sales almost. Cause like you didn't see toys of the bad guy, you saw toys of the heroes. But like if you did like connect to like a Marvel and had him like some Marvel bad guy, it didn't even have to be like an A-list character, but like you could have sold some more toys like that as well. But yeah, I thought that was always interesting that they chose to push the Disney more than the Marvel side of it.
And also, they were focused on Frozen.
Yeah, true. That's true. Which is better, Sonic 2, or the Mario movie?
Well, that's not fair. You have to put Sonic 1 versus Mario.
Okay.
Because Sonic 2 1. Has something to build off of. But I will go Mario movie.
I'm going Sonic.
Ooh. I think I go Mario movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that Mario movie is really good.
I did not rock with that movie. I did not know why. The Sonic That's movie crazy. Was like, oh, snap. They're doing it. I was like, this is really good. And then obviously you got Jim Carrey in there. Just a lot of good.
Yeah, no, I think you go Mario. I think you got to go Mario. Mario, the animation, the story, the actual connecting it to the world of Mario was really good. And I think they just kind of hit on all the levels for Mario movie.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to put that in the group.
That would be good. That would be a good one to post in the group.
Yeah. Sonic versus Mario. All right. Next one. Getting our superhero back. Speaking of superheroes, X-Men First Class.
X-Men.
Deadpool.
Oh, or Spider-Man
Home. Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Got you there.
Yeah, he did get me. I'll let somebody else go first. I know my choice.
I know mine.
So really? How about you start it? Yeah, Brandon. Yeah. How about you start it, Brandon?
Well, me to start?
This was actually in the layup, honestly. But
yeah, like I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Y'all are wild. Okay.
I mean, know what we're going to say.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to cut X-Men.
You think you know me.
Look at you, wrestling reference.
A wrestling reference, huh? Yeah.
I know. Spider-Man Homecoming, I'm starting.
Knew that.
I've always said that's the top five Marvel movie to me. Yeesh. This is tough. This is a little tougher than I thought. I like Deadpool. But X-Men First Class is probably the best X-Men movie we've got, honestly.
It's really not.
X2 is right there, but hey, who am I to say something?
X2 is right there. Days of Future Past is right there. Fucking Logan is right there.
Oh, yeah, bro. Logan's right there.
Deadpool is also an X-Men movie.
Days of Future Past is better than X-Men First Class?
Yep.
Yes.
No way. Well, yep. All right. I'll go ahead and I'll bench Deadpool. Deadpool did something top tier, pulled something off that I wasn't expecting. And I have to cut X-Men First Class. It's tough.
See, that's where your list was just all broken. Spencer, would you like to go?
I can.
Yeah, you got it. I don't want to hear Brandon's broken list.
I'm going to start Deadpool.
Correct.
This is how it's got to be.
That is 100% correct.
Jordan, this is where we, I'm sure, part ways. I'm going to bench Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, that's where you went wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I knew you'd feel that way. And I'm going to cut X-Men First Class.
That's fair. That is completely fair. And of course, I agree. I'm going with Deadpool first because you do not pick Deadpool to go first.
It's not better than Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, what are we doing?
Deadpool literally changed the superhero genre.
Doesn't mean it's a better movie.
It definitely does mean that.
Just because it's more blood splatter does not mean it's a better movie.
Okay. Yeah, Brandon needs his shit rated G.
Yeah, bro.
I'm just saying, like,
Disney, you need Disney.
We're
Junior
just saying stuff because shit splatters against the screen.
No, bro. It was funny. Movie. Yes, it was graphic, but it was funny. Good story. Great characters. Great look of the movie. CGI was great. Come on now.
I'm coming with better every better villain, better characters, better ensemble. I mean, funnier, probably not, but
okay. So yeah, Star Deadpool, I bench Spider-Man. And I cut X-Men First Class because I did not like the team for First Class.
Really?
I was pretty mad about the team. They chose to go First Class. Come on now, you go Alex. Bro, no one cares about Alex Summers, aka Havoc. No one cares about Havoc. Mystique
He's
was good.
He's been in every X-Men movie, hasn't he?
No, that's Cyclops been in every X-Men movie.
I mean, I know Cyclops. I'm saying, I feel like
that's his brother. We've never seen Havoc in any movie. We barely even see him in any animated series because no one gives a fuck about Alex. Two, we have Banshee. We don't care about Banshee either. Like, the dude who screams, no one cares about him. No one. What's his name? Sean Cassidy, I think. No one cares about him. Only thing I cared about in the movie was Magneto. Magneto was perfect. Charles was perfect. Emma was perfect. Like, they got everything right. I just hated the team. Darwin, of course.
I didn't love Emma.
Darwin.
They could have done.
I just thought she looked good.
I like Emma.
Okay. I think we could have done better with Emma. Honestly, that's probably who fucking Jennifer Lawrence should have been, was Emma. But
okay.
I don't. I mean, because it was Jennifer Lawrence, I don't like the direction that, like, things kind of went, like trying to make Mystique a hero and all that. Like,
that also annoyed me very much. It's like, why are we pushing Mystique this much? Like, she cool, but why are we pushing her this much?
Because it was Jennifer Lawrence.
Like, right.
That's why. But
I hate when movies do that.
Yeah, I was not a fan of I wasn't a huge fan of Emma Frost in this. Who I did like and who I wish had gotten more minutes was Azazel.
Wait. When was Azazel in the movie?
He was the red Nightcrawler. Like Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. My bad. I forgot. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. I completely forgot about him. Yes. Technically, I'm not getting too comics-y on y'all, but more recently we found out that Azazel was not really Nightcrawler's father.
Oh.
It was actually Mystique and her partner, Destiny. Mystique at the time was not pretending, but you know, she was a guy. And Destiny, they've been together in comics for years, but basically that is Kurt's parents. And Azazel basically just like, hey, I'll do this for you guys and take over, whatever, and say that the baby's mine. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of the team that they chose to go with. And yeah, that was my only gripe with the movie.
They went with was because it was First Class, and so because it was supposed to exist in the same universe but be in the past, it had to be expendable people.
Yeah, but Darwin, come on now. My man can adapt to anything.
That was
and
bullshit.
You kill him.
Like, that was bullshit. What? Like, that was terrible. Like, that was a bad decision.
Yeah. Like, how is your power to adapt and survive any situation?
He was just a plot device to demonstrate Sebastian Shaw's power. That's all he was. And it was really dumb because I'm like, so Havoc's blast is what killed you? Really? That's
yeah.
Okay.
I think I don't get it, guys. I think this is the best Charles Xavier Magneto interaction we've had in the live action X-Men. I feel like
that's probably true. But
yeah, I agree with you.
That's because we see when they were friends. Like that's why this is their best interaction, because every other time they interact, they're on very opposite sides, but we get to see them have the same dream for a little bit, and then we get to see Magneto's heel turn.
It was just fast.
Because I will say,
he did cook.
One scene that was so good is when like all the missiles were on the way to the island and Magneto just stopped them all and then he
Bro.
just turned them and Charles, be the bigger man.
Yeah.
Eric, like,
Bro.
and the dudes in the military were like, it was an honor serving because they knew.
They knew they was out of there.
Hey, let's unplug some shit. It's time to go. Like,
yep.
It's a wrap.
So, yeah. That was so good. That was good.
Yeah, I love Magneto. So, the fact that we got a powerful Magneto and him and Charles' relationship, fire.
Yeah, not as cooking. So, yeah, unfortunately, in this situation, I cut X-Men, which is very rarity for me, but I just didn't like the team.
It's wild to me. Not a true X-Men guy. All right. Next, we have All About the Benjamins, Barbershop 1, Juana Man.
I'm going to say that one of these movies they can't make anymore because probably get canceled. But
yeah, I was going to say, I think I have I think I know where I want to go, and it is probably controversial.
Go ahead. Let's
you know what? We love that. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to start Juana Man.
Canceled.
I didn't think you'd deal that way. Okay.
Yep. Because of those three, like, if I had to pick one, like, that's the one I'm going to pick to watch. Like, I don't know why, but I enjoyed that movie.
That was good. It was funny.
I am going to bench All About the Benjamins.
Okay.
And I'm going to cut Barbershop.
Cut Barbershop. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't see Spencer going that way. It's been a while since we've seen old dude from Juana Man being anything. I was just looking at his resume. I'm like, bro, my man is out here. Ain't working. Well, I guess he on some BET show, so he kind of falling off. He on BET, but
that's tough.
Yeah, he ain't really on much nowadays.
But no, Juana Man was top tier. And honestly, you know, I'm a big. If you're gonna make a basketball movie, it has to be believable. You could tell dude could really hoop, because like it wasn't like, you know, and the other people on the court could actually dribble and shoot, and like it looked realistic at least.
Well, he was also hooping against kind of women.
Wow. All right. We have a first massage.
Is that not what happened? Is that not what happened in the movie?
Days.
Is that not what happened in the movie? I'm saying
that's not what I'm talking about, Drew.
Brandon
I'm saying
referring to all of the basketball.
Yeah, I'm saying they look believable. In a basketball movie, most of the time, they don't look like they can even dribble, shoot. They don't even look running up the court. They don't look like basketball players. In this movie, everybody looked like a basketball player.
Well, I guess when it got down to like the final game, the stars were basketball players too.
Yeah.
Because, but okay. Brandon, what about you?
I am going to start All About the Benjamins. I just seen it way too many times. It was Mike has one of his best performances. It was just too good. I'm going to bench Juana Man. It's just top tier. A very underrated basketball movie. If you're going like rankings, very underrated. I'm gonna cut Barbershop. It was cool for the time, especially, but after a while, it was like, all right, I'm over it.
Same, yeah. I'm gonna go start All About the Benjamins because once again, I really liked All About the Benjamins. And they did their thing on that. And I love just Mike Epps just cracking jokes on that dude with the big forehead. I'll probably bench Barbershop. I think that's one of the ones where I don't have to watch it all the time. I can, you know, put it on, just watch when I kind of want to. It wouldn't be more than a once a year type thing. And then I'll probably cut Juana Man just because there's better basketball movies out there, in my opinion, than Juana Man. And so I would rather go to those other movies than Juana Man.
But. Yeah. All About the Benjamins is really quotable. So was Barbershop. But yeah, Juana Man's is underrated. Really underrated.
We should do hood movies. Have we done hood movies? We need to do like Star Bench Cut with like all the hood movies.
Is there enough?
That sounds like a Jordan idea.
I think there would be enough, especially with like some of the Master P movies like back in the day.
Oh God,
I can't remember what the name of his label bro, thing was.
I know what you're talking about. That shit was garbage.
Nah, bro, Repos with Mike, no, with
bro,
Michael
just come out of BET at like 1:30 in the morning. I'll be like, bro, this is garbage.
Yeah, this I cannot think of the name of Master P's his like whole little movie label.
So, Jordan, I want you to check these movies on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which one? All right, hang on.
Juana Man Barbershop, All About the Benjamins. I have a feeling I know where this is going to go, but I'm just wondering.
So All About the Benjamins is actually higher than what I think it is. So I'm just going to take it one from Google. It doesn't give me the breakdown between critic or audience, but right now it's telling me 31% for All About the Benjamins, which is more than I thought it was going to get, honestly.
Okay. That's still crazy.
Juana Man, oof. Oh my God, at 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That doesn't surprise me. Especially now, like the fact that you cannot make that movie. Yeah, I'm not shocked.
And then, oh wow. And then Barbershop got an 82. Yeah, 82. Barbershop for 82. I don't think you can make Juana Man only because, like, more recently there's been a lot of controversial between, like, you know, trans people playing in like women's sports.
Yeah.
And it's been such a big topic.
And women's basketball has a spotlight on it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now, that's why I don't think you can do it now.
Yeah. Like those two things happening right now. Yeah. Nah.
That's true. I forgot Tommy Davidson was in Juana Man.
Yeah. He was trying to have Juana Man.
Yeah. Bro. He was. Hey, man. He was not trying to mess with him, was he? Yeah, he's trying to get over. He's trying to get Juana Man.
He kept showing up in her cars. So. All right. Next one. We have John Wick 4, Winter Soldier, Captain America: Winter Soldier, or The Town with Ben Affleck.
Oh, this
heist
is
a movie.
I would definitely say, hang on, one thing. I didn't know what The Town was. I basically got like free tickets to go to a movie while I was in college. And I was like, all right, I'll go see it. I didn't never seen a trailer, never seen anything. And my, was I blown away. But go ahead, Spencer.
I'm just going to say it. Winter Soldier, I'm starting. Like,
I mean, cool.
I'm starting Winter Soldier. I'm benching John Wick 4 and I'm cutting The Town. And I said that quickly as if The Town is not worth talking about. In a lot of matchups today, The Town would have started.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
But with John Wick, with a John Wick movie and with Winter Soldier, it's not holding up. Like, that's just, like, Winter Soldier is, it's so good. Winter Soldier, like,
it's 10 years
it's
old.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they don't make them like that anymore. Clearly.
Really don't.
So yeah, also John Wick 4, what? Like all the John Wicks are just so good. Even the one that's like even the worst John Wick is still really good.
What do y'all think the lowest rated movie out of all three of these is?
John Wick?
No, well, I don't know, because John Wick was in the 90s whenever. I feel like it's going to be Winter Soldier because of the, you know, like, people that, like, chose to be MCU haters.
No, like, this is Prime MCU. I don't think anybody's hating MCU.
No, I'm not saying then, I'm saying now.
Updating it, going back now.
Yeah, like how Black Panther was at, like, a 98, and now it's at, like, an 80. The people that are like the MCU's not all that, and people that are just haters in general, I would assume that based on what I know about society, it's Winter Soldier. Yeah, like, and I agree, Winter Soldier should be the highest, but
they should burn that place down if Winter Soldier.
So, what do you think it is, Brian? So, Spencer, what do you think it is?
Winter Soldier, right now.
Okay, what do you think, Brennan?
Right. It's stupid to say, but yeah, Winter Soldier.
You guys are correct. Winter Soldier's at a 90. John Wick's 94.
Okay. At least it's still
the at town a 90. Is 92. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still being at a 90 is okay. That's fine.
The town gets a little bumped because it's very like movie ish. You know what I mean? If you're a movie critic, would love that movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that like gets Oscar nominations.
Yeah,
I need exactly. I need to run that movie back. So wait, Spencer, what was your order you picked?
I'm starting Winter Soldier. I'm benching John Wick. I'm cutting the town.
Okay, that's mine too, unfortunately, but that's mine as well.
Sheesh. I am a little more struggling a little bit more with it. Obviously, Winter Soldier is the GOAT of MCU, but as far as benching is concerned, I love me a heist movie. I love me a heist movie. I love John Wick 4. I watched it again very recently. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go bench the town, cut John Wick 4. It's tough, but I do have the other John Wicks to go back to. I need it. I need that kick. Or I can watch Reacher or something. You know what I mean? But that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, man. Dude, The Town was such a good movie. I wanted to rob so many banks after watching the movie, but I know I wouldn't get away with it. But I'm just saying, that's such a good movie.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. All right, let's get in some of y'all's bag.
Uh-oh.
Dragon Ball Z. We're going to do Cooler's Revenge.
Oh, okay, I was like, where are you going all this with Dragon Ball Z?
Broly. I don't know the official title of that.
Wait, hang on. Now you're messing up. Go ahead, Spence. Go ahead and ask him.
I say, are we talking about early Broly or current Broly?
I think it's the early one, the 90s one.
Okay.
Yeah. All these were
Broly Unbound? Is that what that movie's called? No.
Yeah.
BoJack is Unbound.
Oh, yeah. But there's like three Broly movies. Anyway, but I assume you're talking about the very
don't nobody
first
care
one.
About Bio Broly. No.
Yeah,
that first Broly movie.
Yeah,
that Broly.
Yeah, and then Super Android 13.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, that was a good one too.
Was Cooler's Revenge, the first Cooler or the second Cooler?
I think it's the second one.
Second one.
No.
So Metal Cooler.
No. Okay. Cooler's Revenge is the first one. Sorry, I had to air. But quick, look it up. It's the second one when he's Cooler's first. Revenge is the first one. The second one's called Return of Cooler.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because that makes no sense.
But, yeah, Cooler is my favorite Dragon Ball Z villain. I love Cooler. Because, you know, Frieza gets all the stuff, but I'm like, Cooler's just a better version of Frieza. Like, but you know, the movie had to happen, and so that's why Cooler got done the way he did. But Cooler was beating his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, no diddy.
But then, you know, Super Saiyan. Super 13 was probably the best movie of the three.
Is that the one with the little dude?
There was a little one. There was a little like blue dude, I think. Or no,
yeah, with the little. Didn't he have like a sombrero or something? Maybe.
Yeah, and yeah, he was probably problematic. but yeah, I think there was 13, 14, and 15, and then 14 and 15 got bitched, and so 13 brought those into himself, and when he transformed, he was too much.
Yeah, he turned into the big blue one. Okay, I had to look it up again to start to jog the memory.
Yeah. And in the first Broly movie, that's Vegeta was a bitch in that movie. Vegeta, the legendary Super Saiyan, we're all gonna die. Like, oh, Vegeta was such a bitch in that movie. and I hate how that movie ended. Like, it ended like the power of friendship is how that movie ended, but not with a spirit bomb. It was the power of friendship and then a punch to the gut.
Gotcha.
And then, but Broly, I would say of the ass beatings, Broly's was the worst. Like, he was too much for everybody in the room.
He's beating their ass.
He was beating their ass. It was, they were getting embarrassed in front of their friends. It was, Ooh, it was bad.
I know my order, but you got it.
I know my order too. I'm cutting that first Broly movie. Mainly because we got a redo. And the fact that we got a redo.
But you cut it, you don't get the redo.
We cut it, we just get, this is canon. That wasn't canon. This is canon.
No, you cut it. They don't even have the.
No, that wasn't canon. This is canon.
No, man, you cut it. They don't even think about Broly. I'm just saying, they don't even think about breaking Broly.
That wasn't canon. Okay. This is canon.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to cut the Broly movie. Because also Bio Broly was trash. Yeah. For the next one, I'm not sure because again, I love Cooler, but Super 13 was a better movie. Yeah, I'm gonna let my bias go ahead and I'm gonna start Cooler's Revenge.
Ooh.
And I will bench Super Android 13.
I like it.
And I'm okay with it because I still get to keep them both. And while that Broly movie, I hate how it ended. Like when like the fighting that Broly, oh, it was bad what Broly was doing to them. Like again, of the three, like Broly was just manhandling them. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like I know Brandon tapped in because he had two other better Dragon Ball Z movies to go for.
Oh, there were a lot. There were a lot of other options.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I had to go for one that I see as well.
Okay, that's fair. I just want to put this out here though, just for the fans. You should have went with Fusion Reborn, Wrath of the Dragon, and probably if you want to bring in one of the newer ones, but if you want to say all old ones, then the Broly movie. Because to me, those three are top tier. Like all of the older ones.
I don't think
out of this list, Satan,
you love Janemba, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, and I love Gogeta. Like it was either Vegito or Gogeta. I was always a Gogeta person.
I liked Vegito. Because Vegeta, I will say, Gogeta was a, well, at least early Gogeta was about fucking business. Like early Gogeta was like an angry Goku. Vegito was cocky and was just talking their shit and was had some banter. But then Gogeta 4 was like way too childish. So, yeah. Anyway.
So, but Brandon, as far as your list, though, I'm starting Broly. I really enjoyed the original Broly movie. I think the story now is better, but I think I still like the original Broly. And then I bench Cooler's Revenge, just because that was really cool. Finding out more kind of extra lore about Frieza and where Frieza's come from and Frieza's family. So like, I really enjoyed seeing that aspect of it. And I cut Android 13 only because you get better androids coming down the line. 17, that 17 movie when you see like the older, the ultimate, basically the older Android 17. So, and then we also kind of get more recent stuff with more the androids.
I think that was just a season of GT.
Was that just in GT? I still enjoy Super 17.
Yeah. Super 17 was a menace.
Yeah. And then you still get kind of more androids that we get more recently. And also, I mean, you get Bojack. I know he wasn't an android, but Bojack on Brown was also.
Yeah, I like good. Bojack. Because Bojack was a movie where we got to see Gohan cook a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that the one where it was his dad?
That's the one in the future. You found basically Goku's dead.
Goku.
And then,
oh, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, is he dead?
I didn't think Goku was dead.
I think
Gohan's a teenager in Bojack. Like, it's the same Gohan that killed Cell in Bojack, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, damn, which one am I thinking of where he lost the arm? And that's in the future.
That one is, oh, God. Because I know exactly what I can see him. Yeah, like,
and like, because like,
Trunks is like a little teenager.
Yeah,
He has one arm. He ends up dying. That's what makes Trunks go Super Saiyan, and that's when Trunks actually goes to the future to, you know, stop Goku's heart condition. And eat. Yeah, like that whole thing. I can't remember the name of that movie, though.
Yeah, neither. But either way, Brandon, what you got?
Okay. All right. For that one, I really like Cooler's Revenge. That was dope to me. The different like forms turning into, that was dope to me. I'll probably go Super Android 13. I always enjoyed the whole Android saga, even in the main show. And yeah, Broly, I'm going to cut that one. I'm going to cut that one.
I would love to go back. I need to go back and see what streaming service that these are all on, because it's been a while since I've kind of just gone through them all.
I want to say, I mean, they're probably on Funimation, but like maybe Prime.
Funimation doesn't exist anymore as of like a couple days ago.
Okay, well, hopefully they've stopped charging me.
Yeah, you should be switched over to Crunchyroll, but yeah, okay. As of a couple days ago, Funimation is no more.
That is good near, enough. Yeah, it's on Prime.
You probably got to rent them, but.
Yeah, you got to rent them.
Or I can do like I used to do back in the day, just head over to YouTube.
Yeah.
Watch that thing in parts.
Yeah.
The commercial in the between.
You get your little playlist.
Yeah.
Special tapped in.
Cheetah Girls. Johnny Tsunami.
The first one? The first Cheetah Girls?
The first Cheetah Girls, sorry. Yeah, good call. First Cheetah Girls, Johnny Tsunami. We'll dumb it down for Jordan's sake. We'll go Even Stevens movie. I could have went deep here because I know me and Spencer would have been tapped in. But for Jordan's sake.
What was it going to be?
Yeah, what was it going to be?
I was going to go with either Brink or Cadet Kelly.
Okay. Not too deep.
I remember seeing like the commercial for Brink, but I never did watch it. Yeah,
like I could have went motocross. I could have went.
I mean, the 13th year.
13th year, like Halloween Town 2. You know what I'm saying? Like we could have really dug in here.
I did really.
We might need to do a bracket for one of these. One of these one day, but.
You say the Cheetah Girls, Johnny Tsunami, and Even Stevens movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to do them in that order. I'm going to have to start the Cheetah Girls because I will listen to the Cheetah Girls today. Shamelessly. them girls were singing.
Everything you need it, come on. Oh. You know, they had some bangers.
The fire. I mean, Disney always knows what they're doing when it comes to music, but also... Raven is just she's too much. She can do everything. Like
they added her to a already existing successful R&B group.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I will say, like 3LW was doing stuff, and then Jill the Thrill left for whatever reason, and they threw Raven in there and Dorinda, and got it going.
It was cooking. It was up there cooking hits.
Cooking. And in that first movie, we see some like there's some shit going on. There's some turbulence,
right?
And and then we see the sisters come back together in the end. So yeah, I'm gonna have to start that. Johnny Tsunami was very important to my youth. Yeah. It definitely made me like that, and Rocket Power made me want to surf.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I like really thought about it, and I was like, I know, no, absolutely not. But it made me want to surf.
Right.
It made me like really think about it. And Shang Tsung was his grandpa.
Yeah, it's facts. It's famous Jet Jackson was his bro, was his bestie.
Yeah.
R.I.P. man. R.I.P.
I just enjoyed that movie, and yeah, the Even Stevens movie was good. I did enjoy it, but I'd be okay without it. I need these other two.
Spencer, we're right here, bro. We're right here together. Like, I couldn't have said it any better. Like, to me, Cheetah Girls and Johnny Tsunami are foundational foundation. Even seeing this movie, cool. We get it. That's great. That was a cool little add-on. Most people don't do the little special
nice little
movie
twist
at
the end.
Yeah. Like, most people do not execute the movie version very well. Most people get that wrong and the series is solid. But this one, they got it right. But yeah, Johnny Tsunami, man, that was like they had the little countdown right at the Friday night. You throw that movie on. Come on, man. Game changer. Game changer. And it was early on, 1999. Like, they hadn't really got all the way in their bag yet. Fire.
Just wait till the Disney Channel Quantum of Set come out. Y'all gonna be real sad.
Nah, bro. Disney Channel was a professional set. but yeah, Cheetah Girls, I mean, come on. Changed the game. Really changed the game. Like, the fact that, you know, they got a bunch of other movies out of it.
And let me just say this. On the record, Raven has just been, they have been, I don't, she has been treated terribly. Even if she hasn't, she has been treated terribly because she deserves so much more than she's gotten. Like, yeah. The amount of talent that Raven has, the amount of money that she generated for the mouse, and she, like, the fact that Miley is doing as well as she is and Raven isn't is a travesty.
Yeah.
Just wait till Quantum Set come out. You're gonna find out why.
I told you about Nickelodeon. Trying to tell you.
Man, it's gonna be Disney next. Watch.
I agree. Like, she put Disney on her back and carried it for a while. Until like that whole Miley Cyrus and all
the
Jonas
Brothers.
She
was the Amanda Bynes of Disney.
No, Amanda Bynes couldn't sniff.
I mean, as far as talent. Like what she brought to the table, and like as far as like being the foundational piece that they needed to fly, I would agree. While Amanda Bynes, I think, was a little earlier, I'd say that like Amanda Bynes was the Raven of Nickelodeon. Like Amanda Bynes put it on her back and carried it as far as she could.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a bunch of other people took over. And for Raven, yeah, like Raven was the one who was generating the revenue that allowed them to make Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place and, you know, all of that.
High School Musical, all that stuff. I agree with you. Spencer, pretty much everything. Jordan, let's see, what do you got, brother?
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't seen these movies since they came out, so I'm going to just go with, you know, what I would want to watch today in these times. I would probably rather watch Cheetah Girls first, so I'd rather start that. I would bench the Even Stevens movie, and I would cut Johnny Tsunami. Only because I don't want to see, because Johnny Tsunami was Asian, right? And then he got placed into, like, he got moved to Hawaii or something? He had to go live with, like, his uncle or something?
No, he was Hawaiian, and they had to move to the snow, so
yeah.
He had to figure out snowboarding, and he was like, oh, it's why the
Shang
same,
Tsung,
isn't it?
Wait, why is Shang Tsung related to him?
They're both Asian?
But he's Pacific Islander.
I think that was just, I think the time period allowed for that, because
it's close enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It's facts.
It's the same reason that dude from Shogun, who's Japanese, is Jackie Chan's brother in Rush Hour 3, and Jackie Chan is not Japanese.
They were definitely close enough on that one.
Yeah, and so this is that same thing. They were like, okay.
Yeah.
This will work.
Because I feel like his dad or his mom was like fully Asian.
I think his dad was Hawaiian, and I think that Shang Tsung was also Hawaiian in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And then his best friend is black.
Yep.
Which is absolutely possible.
Yeah. I didn't say that. Come on now. I got a lot of Asian friends out here. I don't care about surfboarding, and two, I definitely don't care about somebody, a surfboarder, trying to make it in Alaska, not Alaska, but Colorado, wherever he was at, doing snowboarding. So, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, we might have to hit up some folks about doing a decom bracket.
That would definitely be like a good gentleman's briefly, because yeah, I'm not tapped in on that one.
Yeah. All right. How many more want to go?
Two more. We should ask the people, but we got time.
Yeah. I'm good with one more.
All right. We got 20. I'm trying to remember which one. 22 Jump Street, Talladega Nights.
Oh, or, okay.
Or Get Hard. Pause.
Yeah, no Diddy. No Diddy. I'm definitely going to Talladega Nights first. Come on now. Talladega Nights is one of the funniest movies, comedy movies from Will Ferrell that's out there. Oh, yeah, from Will Ferrell? Yes, 1,000%. You should have went Superbad as one of these movies, but no, I'll let that rock. 22 Jump Street. Okay. I need to see which one is which. What happened in 22?
22 is when they're in college. 21 is when they're in high school. 22 is the one where Jonah is dating Ice Cube's daughter.
You get the classic Ice Cube scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you rashing around here? Hook me up.
Yeah.
That scene is hilarious.
Bro, that is like, start to finish, that scene is.
Yeah, okay.
So he's okay, like, oh, Talladega Nights.
Oh, he's running around.
It's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so 22 Jump Street, Talladega Nights. What was the last one?
Get Hard with Will Ferrell and
Okay. Yeah. So I'm starting Talladega Nights, benching Get Hard, and cutting 22 Jump Street.
Wow.
I really I like that Will Ferrell movie, Kevin Hart.
Interesting. Yeah, I would start 22 Jump Street, bench Get Hard. I'm cutting Talladega Nights.
That is wild.
Bro, I think I've told you all this, but like when I was coaching, people, I was with white dudes, they swore by Talladega Nights. They were like, yo, this is the greatest. I was like, is it better than Step Brothers? They were like, yeah, bro, it's so better. It's just better than Step Brothers, bro. It's so good. They threw it on during a bus ride. I was like, halfway through, I'm like, wait, what?
Nah.
Like, this is better than Step Brothers? Like,
you gotta rewatch it. Nah, your situation was bad. You was on a bus. You gotta rewatch it. It's bro, up there with Step Brothers. It's not better than Step Brothers, but it's up there with Step Brothers.
I don't think it's anywhere close, Step Brothers. I think it's solid for the time period. And I'm glad Will Ferrell got his moment. Because if it would have been about 10 years later, I don't know if he'd be as successful as he is. Just because the comedy just wasn't hit. It ain't hitting. That's why you haven't seen him blow up. I mean, he got a lot of misses.
I agree. Between him and low. Adam Sandler, I don't know who got more misses. But his hits, it's hits.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. But yeah, I'm cutting Talladega Nights. Spencer, what you got?
I'm starting 22 Jump Street also.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bench Talladega Nights. And I'm going to cut Get Hard because I don't remember Get Hard being very funny. There were funny moments, but I don't remember it just being funny. I just remember Will Ferrell saying a couple of things. I was like, huh, that's funny.
And like, yeah, I'm thinking about it now. I'm going to change my mind too. I'm going to still start Talladega Nights, but I'm going to bench the other movie, and I'm gonna cut Get Hard, because now I'm thinking about it, like the only thing I really remember from Get Hard is like the whole scene with him and Kevin Hart, and they're like, Kevin kept pretending to be like different type of inmates.
I remember Will Ferrell like Kevin Hart being like, you gotta work on your trash talk.
Yeah
And then Will Ferrell was like, I'm gonna put a hashtag on your ass to see how many hits it gets.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's funny. But Kevin Hart wasn't funny at all in that movie.
He was.
Yeah, that's why I said, I started thinking again. Honestly, Kevin Hart in a lot of his movies, he played the same character. It don't be funny.
What's that one movie where Kevin Hart is like the movie? He's like a fake shit. I can't remember. He was like helping to do with his wedding. He like gets people prepared for their
The Wedding Ringer.
Wedding Ringer. Yeah.
Oh, with what's the dude from Jackass?
Yeah, that one wasn't bad.
That's a Wedding Crasher. Josh, never mind.
Josh Gad, I think. Is that his name? Josh.
Josh Gad. Yep, that's his name. That one wasn't bad, but it wasn't hilarious. It was just a solid
I feel
movie.
Like that's a situation where Josh did the heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
Because, yeah, like in Kevin Hart movies, Kevin Hart isn't funny. Like, Soul Plane, I think, was they were like, oh, yeah, he can lead a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it was after his Grown Little Man stand up. But anyway, yeah, Kevin Hart is not movie funny to me at all.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking at his movies now. And
Think
yeah,
Like a Man. I feel like he had one or two moments in there, but. Even then, I don't know.
Really, I think, yeah, the only funny thing I remember is when he was trying to get with Terrence's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was funny. But otherwise,
Miss Loretta.
Like, yeah.
I'm ready for the rest of the tour. Like that, that was funny. But that was about it.
Yeah.
God, dog, bro. This thing got misses on for days.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah, this is movies, bro. Yeah. I watched Jumanji. I was like, bro, this is garbage.
I agree. I know. I did. I couldn't even watch the second one. I'm like,
bro,
you didn't need to remake it. Finish it. Do it like this.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it. I was like,
now Fatherhood was good. Did y'all see Fatherhood?
I didn't. I remember you mentioned it to me.
Oh man, that movie had me crying, bro. That's a good movie.
I saw that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to see that one.
In Central Intelligence, The Rock was the one who was doing the heavy lifting in that movie.
It's facts. It's facts.
Yeah. And I still didn't care about that movie.
Yeah, Night School, like Jesus.
Yeah.
Did y'all like Death at a Funeral? I liked it.
I did.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I don't know. I guess I was just expecting something different, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ride along, both ride along movies, didn't really care about them.
Eh.
Yeah. Yeesh. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, 22 Jump Street, like I can point to hilarious moments in 22 Jump Street.
Bro, I literally have cried watching that.
That's Ice Cube's best movie, in my opinion. Oh,
yes. Like, they just told him to be Ice Cube as a deputy or whatever the hell he was.
Yeah, he was the chief. And that's another thing that I'm pretty sure that fucking Jonah Hill said, I want to take the guy who said, fuck the police, and make him in charge of the police.
Bro, so, that movie, even 21 was hilarious, but this one just had way too many classic moments.
They let Ice Cube cook in this one.
Yeah, they did.
Ice Cube was just kind of in the first one. But yeah, in 22 right. Jump Street, yeah, Ice Cube got some minutes, and I'm really glad he did.
Yeah, same.
That was so funny. So,
all right.
Well, since we're just talking about movies in general. Have y'all seen any Sacha Baron Cohen movies?
Is that what's his name? The Borat? Is it Borat? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen Borat. Let me look at the rest of his movies though. But I definitely seen Borat.
What's her name?
They got a new movie? There's a dude.
Oh, okay. Borat. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I did watch this one. Okay, never mind.
I've never been a fan. It's not my
Brandon don't seem like he's like, let me go finish looking at the rest of it, but Brandon definitely don't seem like a Borat guy.
Well, that's why I was
asking. Yeah, I've seen Borat, Bruno Dictator.
I definitely, Bruno I wasn't ready for.
Dude, that was crazy. They had the real life mayor, was Giuliano?
Rudy Giuliani. That was in
Bruno, right?
I think that was in the second Borat movie.
Oh, okay. Now it's starting to run together for me. But that was crazy.
Yes. Yes, it was.
But
yeah. I think I've seen The Dictator. I'm pretty sure I've seen The Dictator.
Okay, but yeah. I didn't know. I assumed that Brandon was like, no thanks.
Yeah, it was just, I gave it a shot, but I was just like, this dude, he didn't even funny to me. Like, Will Ferrell's funny. It's just...
But Sacha Baron Cohen not funny?
He's not funny to me, man.
Bro, okay. Bruno is crazy. I'm like looking at the images, bro. Bruno was crazy, man.
Again, I was not ready for...
Nah, not at all. The dude had that black baby. Oh, they kept using those people as furniture. Oh, yeah. Bruno was wild. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That's hilarious, but okay. Anything else before we get out of here?
That's it. We'll definitely, you know, if you people like it, let us know, and you know, we'll spin some more up. You know what I'm saying? You start bench cut all day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And with that being said, we're never duplicated.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.